This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Prize Picks is daily fantasy sports made easy. How does it work? You pick 2 to 6 players, and if they score more or less than their Prize Picks projection, you can win up to 25 times your money on any entry. Didn't get your picks in before the game started? No problem. You can get in the game for the second half. Sign up today using promo code FOOTBALL and get your first deposit instantly matched up to $100. Go to prizepicks.com or download the mobile app and enter code FOOTBALL to get your deposit match. Some restrictions do apply. See the website for details.
Reports are stating that because of the Queen's funeral on Monday the 19th of September, there are safety concerns about the football matches in London next weekend, and there are now talks about a possible reverse fixture to play Tottenham's fixture against Leicester at the King Power Stadium instead of the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. Welcome back to the channel. Hope you're all keeping well. This is another edition of Tottenham News, where I'll be going through all of the latest Spurs news, rumours and reports. If you're watching this on YouTube, please do hit that subscribe button. And if you're listening to this on an audio platform, please do hit that follow button and leave a review if you can. Let's start with a report from Football.London. They are stating that Premier League consider London Stadium switch to avoid Arsenal, Chelsea and Spurs fixture chaos. After all Premier League games postponed this weekend following Queen Elizabeth II's passing, top flight action is set to return next week. The report states, with the news that Queen Elizabeth II's funeral will take place on Monday the 19th of September, there is hope that Premier League action will return next weekend. All 10 fixtures were postponed this weekend following the Queen's sad passing on Thursday. However, there is still some doubt on whether all fixtures will be played next weekend, and plans are being made to avoid further fixture disruption in what is already a congested football calendar. Games that are scheduled to be played in London are in doubt due to safety concerns and a lack of policing, with many officers likely to be involved in the planning and management of the funeral at Westminster Abbey. And according to The Athletic, a potential solution is being discussed that all London clubs play their games away from home next weekend. For example, Chelsea is scheduled to be playing Liverpool at Stamford Bridge on Sunday, the 18th of September. If an agreement could be reached, the fixture would be reversed, with Chelsea instead travelling to Anfield to play the game to relieve pressure on the Met police. The Athletic have reported that there are big barriers to getting it agreed at just 1 week's notice. There are likely to be staffing and ticketing issues, as clubs will have to prepare for a home game that they weren't expecting to host. Tottenham are due to play at home next Saturday against Leicester City, while Arsenal are set to face Brentford at the Brentford Community Stadium. In regards to next weekend's fixtures, the Met Police said whether matches go ahead is a matter for the football authorities. If fixtures do take place, the Met Police will work with the relevant partners and ensure that appropriate policing plans are in place. Also in this report from The Athletic, it says such a late change would also leave these clubs facing the unprecedented challenge of staging an unplanned home game at just 1 week's notice with very little time to find staff and sell tickets to home and away fans. As such, further Premier League games remain at the risk of being postponed because of the death of Queen Elizabeth, although matches outside London are unlikely to be impacted. The death of the Queen, who was the United Kingdom's longest-serving monarch, sent the four nations into a 10-day period of mourning, with the Premier League, EFL and the Football Association in England and the Scottish Football Association deciding that all games scheduled for this weekend would also be called off. The Premier League is scheduled to play its final round of games before the last pre-World Cup international break next weekend, ahead of the Queen's state funeral at Westminster Abbey on Monday the 19th of September. Further cancellations risk causing an unprecedented fixture pile-up in a season that will be interrupted by the first Winter World Cup, but London is expecting a record number of visitors wanting to pay their respects to the late Queen at Britain's first state funeral since the death of Sir Winston Churchill in 1965. That would naturally lead to the employment of a significant number of emergency workers in what is expected to be one of the largest police operations in the history of the country. So the games scheduled for next weekend are as follows. Friday, Aston Villa against Southampton and Nottingham Forest against Fulham. Saturday, three games are scheduled. Wolves against Manchester City, Newcastle against Bournemouth and Tottenham Hotspur against Leicester. The Brighton v Crystal Palace game was already postponed a couple of days ago due to rail strikes. And on Sunday, four games are scheduled. Brentford against Arsenal, Everton against West Ham, Manchester United against Leeds and Chelsea against Liverpool. Now, my thoughts on the possible reverse fixture for next weekend. Tottenham Hotspur will take on Leicester at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium at 5:30 p.m. kickoff. It is in doubt because, London will need all of the police that they can get. Of course, the Queen's funeral will take place on Monday the 19th of September, and there will be lots of planning and lots of preparation for the police in London. So, if Spurs, the only way that we could play the fixture is away at Leicester on Saturday, I would be all up for it as a Spurs fan. But as those reports stated from Football.London and from The Athletic, there is an awful lot of planning to do for Leicester City if that game did take place at the King Power Stadium on Saturday, 5:30 p.m. kickoff. Tickets for a start, you know, tickets for the home fans, tickets for the away fans, trying to find the staff to actually work at the stadium. They weren't preparing for a home game. But having said that, you know, some of these cup fixtures sometimes they come around very quickly and, they have to prepare for those, having very little time sometimes. So, it could be done. I would doubt that it would be done in this time. But if it is the only way that Spurs can play this fixture and not have any more fixtures to try and fit in to an extremely busy schedule already, because Antonio Conte only said last week how, you know, our fixture schedule is unbelievably ridiculous of the amount of games that we've got to play leading up to the World Cup. And then, of course, the World Cup finishes and it's going to be very busy again. Champions League games, League Cup games, FA Cup games, Premier League games. Games are coming thick and fast. And we have to, of course, rearrange the Manchester City game as well. So that's going to be interesting. But watch the media in the next couple of days, because I've no doubt that the Premier League and a lot of clubs will put out announcements because fans travel from all over the world to see these games. And it's those people that I think of most, because, you know, these trips do take a lot of planning and, the fans must be in the know and, to try and give fans, good time so people can plan their journeys. Thanks for watching and thanks for listening. If you're watching this on YouTube, please do hit that subscribe button. If you're listening to this on an audio platform, please do hit that follow button and leave a review if you can. Enjoy the rest of your weekend and I'll see you on the next one. Come on, you Spurs.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you 24/7, with supplies and solutions for every industry, and access to product specialists ready to help. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.